From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. We've had a great morning here. We've had a wonderful discussion on growing melons. If you missed it, you can hear our podcast, which will be up later on this afternoon. And it was really very interesting. Lizzie, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Super excited for the dirty word of the day today.
Are you? It's great. And we also, too, have on our Facebook page a plant ID for the flowers. And go up and look at it and see if you've ever seen these flowers in Florida. And I will tell you, you probably have. They're in nearly everyone's yards. And so it's just a beautiful flower. And I just, when I passed by, I just looked at it and I thought, oh, that's so pretty.
It is.
And it's very pretty. So tell me if you, what your idea of it is, and we will be able to have a good laugh. And then you'll notice them from then on. Now you're going to see them when they flower, mm-hmm. and you'll know, you know, what they look like, even yep. if they're far, far away.
Yeah, our parking lot's got it out here at iHeart. I saw them this week. I'm like, oh, these are so pretty, but what the heck are they? And then you were like, they are this. And I was like, oh, dang.
And so let's go with the dirty word of the day. John Denver is coming on.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day today comes from us celebrating National Avocado Day, which is July 31st. It's in 2 days. And the dirty word is raceme, R-A-C-E-M-E. And a very simple explanation of our dirty word of the day comes from the website Botany World. And so citing Botany World, a raceme is a type of flower inflorescence with a central stem that produces a series of flowers along its length in an unbranched arrangement. Each flower is attached to the central stem by a short stalk. The flowers bloom from the bottom up, meaning the oldest flowers are at the base of the raceme and the newest at the tip. The term raceme comes from the Latin word racemus, which means a cluster or bunch, as with grapes. It was first used in 1785. Now, the term inflorescence is used to describe the arrangements of flowers on a plant. It refers to the pattern and sequence of flowers budding and blooming, as well as how the flowers are organized on the stem or branches. There are many different types of inflorescences, such as racemes, spikes, umbels, and panicles. But to summarize, racemes are inflorescences. All racemes are inflorescences, but not all inflorescences are racemes. So examples of racemes occur on alyssum, avocados, black locust tree, bleeding hearts, bluebells, coral bells, delphiniums and foxglove, horse chestnuts and hyacinths, lilacs and lily of the valley, lupins, mustard, radish, snapdragons and wisteria, and vanda orchids. The dirty word of the day is raceme. So, National Avocado Day, we have to have guacamole this weekend.
I will indulge in that 100%. Maybe a margarita tonight, too. We got friends coming in that are in the military, and so they come down every once in a while whenever they get off base. And so, yes, we will be taking part in that, so thank you for that suggestion.
That will be great. I love guacamole, and I love it with any kind of chips. And I love it on sandwiches and even in eggs with breakfast.
I love it on my finger. I don't care. I love avocados. I'm crazy.
Well, we are also going to be talking about water gardening today. I would love for people to, for gardeners and homeowners to be putting more water into not their turf, but into a water feature. Having some kind of water feature enables the landscape to be feel a little cooler, to have ambiance, and it can, you know, soothe the sound of all types of noises. And so we have Kathy Gents coming up, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that, because she's going to give you ideas for having water gardens in any landscape, no matter how big or small you have. And then also too, what was I going to say? It just completely left my mind, because we have some details going on here. If you go to Facebook, that's what it is, and up later today, I will have the podcast on where you can listen to it 24/7 if you like. And we would love to do that. And you can follow us and then subscribe to the podcast. And then that way you get notified when it goes up and you don't miss an episode. So we love having you do that. Also, too, when you go to Facebook, you can also like our page and give us 5 stars. We'd love that. And everyone here does a great job. And we so appreciate you out there listening. And we have the best listeners, as Lizzie says, in all of podcasts. So it's just wonderful to talk about gardening. Also, too, if you'd like more information about our 50 Shades of Green garden tour to Ireland, to all the beautiful gardens of Ireland, and that is going to be next July 6th through the 14th. You can find out more information on betterlawns.com. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Nothing's better than taking to Florida's waterways with family and friends. But some boat operators don't realize that bow riding is extremely dangerous. It can lead to tragic accidents if someone falls overboard because of speed or direction changes. Be sure your passengers sit only in manufacturer-designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
It's your responsibility to slow down and stay cool so everyone arrives alive. In Florida, the speed limit will never exceed 70 miles per hour on highways. Last June and July alone, there were more than 100,000 crashes, with over 2,300 caused by speed. Almost 500 people died, with many more suffering serious injuries. If you speed, you could destroy your life or another's. Slow down and stay cool. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
There's no hiding from Bluebell Monster Cookie Dough Ice Cream. Creamy vanilla ice cream, peanut butter monster cookie dough, brown sugar, candy-coated chocolate, and dark chocolate flavor chunks. It tastes so good, you'll need a bigger bowl.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We are talking about one of my favorite subjects right now. Kathy Jentz is an editor and publisher of Washington Garden Magazine, and she hosts the popular Garden DC podcast. She is co-author of the award-winning bestseller, The Urban Garden, 101 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty in the City, and that's co-authored with our friend Teresa Spite. And this year's bestseller, Kathy's book, Ground Cover Revolution. She's also the editor of the International Water Lily and Water Gardening Society quarterly magazine, Water Garden Journal. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome back.
Good morning, Teresa. Great to be here.
Thank you so much. So how is your summer going in Maryland? How are you as hot as we are?
I don't know if we're as hot as Florida, but we're close.
It's extremely hot all over the country now. And so One of the ways that, you know, even if it is hot outside, one of the ways that can make us feel a little cooler or just even emotionally more satisfied is having a water feature. And I wanted to talk to you, how is a water feature in the garden beneficial?
Well, first, as you said, it just makes you feel better, right? It creates that ambiance of cooling. You have that beautiful trickling sound. If you have a water running or moving feature, that can muffle some of the noise pollution that you might have. And also, the wildlife love it.
That is so true. And so what kind of garden or water features are available for the garden and landscape?
Doesn't matter what size garden you have, you can have a water feature, you know, anything from one of those little tabletop bubblers to just a small pond. You can have a rain garden. You can have a fountain, rain chimes. I have a mini lotus in a large pot, and I think anybody could do that.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a great idea. Just to put by a little table outside, a patio table or a picnic bench, and even just, you know, the visual, a lotus. And how often does it bloom for you?
That one reblooms about 3 times over the summer. It's like a really intense, like, triple bloom. Almost looks like a peony. It's gorgeous. That one's called Green Cloud.
That does sound beautiful. And so what are some important questions gardeners should think about before selecting a feature in their landscape, a water feature?
First, you know your budget, know what size you want. And we always say in water gardening that you should go bigger because, you know, everybody makes the mistake of like, oh, I just want a small little 3-foot oval, 6-foot oval. Or something like that. And then the next year they're like, I should have gone bigger.
That is so true. When we were talking about putting in a water garden in our home in Leesburg, we went and got one of the big plastic, you know, ponds that you can buy very easy. And we put it in the ground. And my ex and I, we were looking at it and he's going, does it do anything for you? And I go, no. Does it do anything for you? And he said, no. And so we took it out. And we put in a 600-gallon goldfish pond and a 900-gallon goldfish pond. And that little pond just wouldn't have done anything. And so what size is good for most homes?
I would say anything between like a 9 foot wide or diameter up to a 21, you know, you're getting pretty big at that point. But like your example, you can do two connected, right? So mm-hmm. you could start off with a smaller one. And then in a few years, when you're say you want to introduce koi and want to have them separate from the plants, then you might add a second connecting one.
Oh, that's a great idea. Connecting them with, so the koi, because koi eat the plants. They eat your expensive water lilies. And mm-hmm. so what kind of equipment do you need to have when you have a water feature for a pond?
So if you want to have running water, like a little waterfall or something like that, you'll need to connect to some type of electricity. So you'll need a grounded outlet outside and obviously some access to water to fill it in the first place. But then after that, it's usually just topping it off or the rain. So that's not usually an issue to have a hose running out there. And then I use the underlayment that's a flexible rubber type liner mm-hmm. because that's specifically made for water gardening because it can take the sun's rays and not decay. It's similar to a roofing material underlayment, right?
So right.
You don't want that plastic that might, you know, start to decay. So don't cheap out on that. The liner is your most expensive part, but it's also the most important part.
I agree with you. So let's talk about plants. And so just having a pond with the water and no plants in it, that's not very attractive, but the plants are beneficial too. What kind do you recommend?
So you can have floating annual plants, and those cover the surface of the pond and keep it cooler or whatever water feature you have, and that helps the fish. So, you know, I love the little water lettuces. Those are always fun to have floating around.
Mm-hmm.
And then something on the edges, that could be our native irises, Louisiana iris. That could be pickerel weed, you know, something that filters the water. And then a nice surface, you know, hardy water lily. So we have our pink and white hardy water lilies, or you can get an exotic water lily.
Yeah, they are beautiful. And you can get daytime water lily bloomers and you can get mm-hmm. nighttime water lily bloomers. And even yep. if you have a small garden, I mean, the water lilies don't have to be grow to a huge size. You can get some that are not necessarily miniature, but they're more compact and you can fit into a little garden area. I do have to say, Kathy, because we're in Florida, that the water lettuce and the water hyacinths, you're not supposed to grow them here and mm-hmm. In Florida. Yeah. They're illegal to transport, so we got to be careful about
yep.
that. But
yeah.
I love the idea of plants. And when you have a nice assortment of the floating plants and the oxygenating plants and the coverage on top from protection from the sun, I mean, your pH and your water doesn't get as dirty, right?
Exactly. Like those are the natural filters. Like, you know, look at any natural water body and the system does it for you. So you can have a filter on your pond or water feature, and that's generally for dropped things like a leaf that blows in
mm-hmm.
or debris that comes in. That's not really for the algae or for anything in the water. That the water is kept clear by the creatures in it.
That's true. And let's talk about the critters. And so what kind of critters love to be around? What will they see if they have a water feature?
So you'll have visiting birds, like literally the afternoon you put it in. They'll come and drink from the water, especially on these hot days of summer, right? They are desperate
mm-hmm.
for it. So,
yeah.
You know, everything loves that moving water and that fresh, like sparkling look to it. But then every once in a while, I'll get dragonflies visiting, which is great to see, or a frog, or, you know, will come in and you're like, where did that come from? But they'll find it.
That's true. Build it and they will come. And so mm-hmm. I used to go out in the morning in my house coat and just drink a cup of tea by the goldfish pond. And one morning I went out and I just freaked. There was a 5.5 foot tall, it was taller than me, egret, a white mm-hmm. egret, to those tall white egrets. And he was looking down at my goldfish pond. And I go, shoot, shoot. And I tried to shoo him away. And he just jumped up into the willow tree. And he looked at me like, okay, there's plenty for both of us. We'll share. And he was not going anywhere. I nope. couldn't scare him away. And so at least my ponds were deep enough where he couldn't get in. But, oh, my goodness gracious, that was funny. And so we're talking about algae. And algae gets a bad rap from the red tide, which I know sometimes you experience up there in Maryland. And here, especially in Florida and the coastlines, southern coastlines. Are all algae plants harmful?
Not at all. So there's so many different types of algae, and so much is not known yet about all algae. But, you know, string algae, not attractive, but it's not going to hurt your pond or the fish or anything. So that's common. And then the little green algae that forms on the surface before your plants get a chance to expand for the season, that will go away, you know, in a matter of weeks. So don't freak out about that either.
And that's a cycle, and it's a natural cycle that we even find in lakes and water bodies. And whenever I have clients and they'll say, well, it got so bad, the algae got so bad that I just drained it, and they had only had it for like about a month. And I said, oh, no, don't drain it, because it takes about 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks for that cycle to occur. And then, like overnight, it clears up immediately.
And, exactly.
And it's a wonderful, just a wonderful phenomenon to watch. And so every time they drain their ponds to put in more clean water, then they start that cycle all over again, and they're going to get the algae again. And, you know, they just got to let it go. Now, do you have to use chemicals to get rid of the algae?
Not at all. As you said, it'll be a natural balance that rights itself once the plants fill in and the balance is found. But you know, if it's string algae, if it's something more serious, you can do a manual way of taking it out, like scooping it out, or you can try to add some barley to make a little bit of a balance that way.
That's wonderful. Now, you are the editor of the Water Gardening Journal for the International Water Lily Society and Water Gardening Association. And so tell us about that and how people can get your journal. And then about your books, I'd like to talk just real quick about your books.
Sure. For the Water Garden Journal, you can go to IWGS.org, so internationalwatergardensociety.org, and then just join there. And all the back issues are up there, and then you'll get sent the current ones when you join, and that comes out quarterly. And then thank you for asking about the books. Those are available wherever you get gardening books, Amazon, bookshop.org, et cetera, and probably your local bookstore as well.
Sure. I've seen it, Ground Cover Revolution, about alternatives to lawns. Thank you so much, Kathy, for joining us. Real quick, what is your DC podcast?
So that's Garden DC, all one word.
All one word, Garden DC, and you have some wonderful episodes on there. And your website is what?
It's washingtongardener.com.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Teresa.
You're welcome. And that's Kathy Gents, and she is a garden communicator. She is a garden expert, and she is also the editors of the DC area and the Water Garden Journal. So thank you so much for that. So this is now the time for your gardening questions. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have time for your gardening questions. This is your time. You can give us a call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And so what are some of the gardening chores that you could be doing this weekend besides drinking a lot of water? Stay hydrated out there. You want to make sure that before you plant, before you fertilize your yard, you test the soil acidity of your planting sites and adjust the pH as needed, or plant plants that can handle that pH. And then that's the best use of your time and labor. If you have plants that can grow in your pH, plant those instead. But you need a soil analysis test. And we had just several weeks ago Dr. Brian Unruh on with a new soil test kit from the University of Florida and Agritech. It's called Soil Test, all one word. And you can look for it online at Amazon has it. And it goes for $29.95. But it's going to help you because it's going to tell you what exactly your soil needs, your plants needs, your turf needs. You may not have to fertilize. So you may be saving hundreds of dollars because you don't have to put down that fertilizer. And so the promo code for that, there's a $5 coupon off for it. And you have to use the promo code UFNOW, all one word, UF as in Frank, University of Florida, UFNOW, N-O-W, and they'll get $5 off on it. You can also get the soil test kit from any extension office. So please do that, and that's gonna save you a lot of money, and it's going to help preserve our water quality because when we fertilize and the plants don't need it, the turf doesn't need it, all it does is leach into our ground and surface water. So that will be really helpful if we get the soil test. You want to also to apply your citrus trees. If they have new growth right now, you want to apply an insecticide and a minor nutrient spray to the leaves. And you want to do that every flush of new growth. And what that's going to do is going to help the plant stave off those citrus psyllids, which cause citrus greening, and they're going to be able to survive. You want to keep your figs moist and feed them lightly right now to avoid summer fruit drop. And you can get figs at Quality Green Specialist. He has some beautiful ones. And then also right now, too, blueberry season is over. If you did not fertilize and you are not fertilized, if you did not cut them back and they need cut back, now's the time to do it. Okay, you want to do that. Also, you want to check the pH and acidity levels there. I always put pine fines in my hole of my blueberries, and that creates the 4.5 pH that, you know, blueberries need. And so you can do that, and that really helps them out. And then also you want to use a good blueberry fertilizer like Espoma acidic fertilizer, as in an azalea fertilizer. And that will help too. If you're growing blackberries, you want to remove the declining stems to allow the new growth because blackberries bloom on new growth every year. So you can cut those stems back. And then also too, this is one of the things in August that I really want people to be aware of. It's a good thing to trim back plants. Now, I'm not saying prune or hack back. I'm saying trim your plants in August. That way, if you have tropical plants that have gotten too big or you haven't cut them in several years, trimming back a little bit, you know, and you can take a third of the growth off without damaging the plant, but it's going to enable them to harden off before any freezes that we get this winter. Now is a time to cut your tropical plants back. And divide them if you want. And then that way they're going to be established, and also the leaves and everything will be mature enough to handle any freezes. If you're cutting your hibiscus in October, November, December, then they're going to get damaged by any freezes that we get. And so you don't want to do that. So now's the time to cut back. It's not a bad thing to cut back plants and trim them. We get our hair cut. We trim our bangs, and then it grows out very easily. So even if we do it wrong, we can fix it, right? Now, the only thing I don't want you to be doing is committing crepe murder. And you need to tell your neighborhood, talk about it in your HOA newsletter. Do not cut or hack back crepe myrtles straight across and make those sticks. Okay, that's not the right way to do it. You can always trim crepe myrtles branches. If they're going the wrong way, you can cut them back to the main trunk. Or if they're smaller than your pinky, you can cut them back. You can cut the suckers down at the bottom anytime you want. But if you're hacking it back, just know you're going to get more suckers. That crepe myrtle is more of a shrubby shrub, tall shrub, than it is a single trunk tree. And so the more you hack it back and cut it straight across, you're affecting the circulatory system of that plant. You're stopping the xylem and the phloem from running, you know, efficiently. And there's a greater chance that it's going to die. So I'm telling you now, and I'll probably be mentioning it a couple more times before January, which is crepe myrtle murder hunting season. And so January starts the hunting season for crepe myrtles to murder. And so I just want to save you some time.
Don't be a part of it.
Don't sign up for it. Tell your landscaper not to do it. And, and also to plants that you never see them bloom. If your landscaper's cutting them back every month, then you have the wrong plant in the wrong place and you're not going to see blooms. Loropetalums are the most gorgeous flower. They look like the pink or red forsythias and witch hazel, which are gorgeous flowering trees and shrubs. And so they bloom. Most people never see the bloom except maybe on the inside, right at the very heart of the plant, because it hasn't been chopped back, and they don't know they have beautiful flowers. And so let's, not have to cut so much. Plant the right plant in the right place. Don't put plants in to prune them. And, and that's just a little Teresa rules of green thumb. All right. So you want to remove your roses. Again, another plant that should be cut back after it blooms. Roses bloom on new growth. So if you never are cutting back your roses, then there's a reason why they're not, thriving in your yard. And it's not a bad thing. So if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. Michael from Melbourne, hi. We're going to talk about your questions, and you can give us a call. And in Cocoa Beach, we're going to be talking about that. So stay tuned. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. If it's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, neighbor, check out my yard.
It looks like an oasis. Wow, how'd you do it?
I went to qualitygreenspecialist.com. They have the best selection of shrubs and natives, cool shade trees like oaks, colorful flowering bottle brush and crepe myrtles, with the largest collection of fruit trees in Central Florida.
Quality Green Specialists?
Yep, and they're open 9 to 4 every day.
Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Hey, Florida. We know you love getting out on the water. But do you know what to wear when you're out there on the water? A life jacket, of course. And whether you're fishing, skiing, sailing, or just cruising the water, there's a perfect life jacket designed for you and your activity. Always check the label to make sure your life jacket is U.S. Coast Guard approved. Then try it on to make sure it fits properly. And then wear it. Life jackets save lives. Visit wearitflorida.com to learn more. That's wearitflorida.com.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, and we're going to go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, Teresa. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
I heard you talking about crepe myrtles, and I haven't murdered them, so they've grown to about 30 feet. How tall do they get?
Well, it depends on the variety. So there are some varieties of crepe myrtles that will get to be about 40 feet tall. And so are these Muskegees, are they purple flowers?
Like a light purple, maybe?
Yep, that's Muskegee. And it can get up to 40 feet tall.
Oh, great.
Well, no, that's good. It provides a nice shade and pretty flowers. So
yeah.
As long as you have room for it.
Well, that's the problem. I'm running out of room for it. It's starting to grow into the neighbors and over my roof.
Well, it's one thing. So, so 30 feet tall, you're probably going to have to bring somebody in who can cut them. And you can trim the top off, after it finishes blooming. It might be easier to do it in the wintertime when they are deciduous. But you wouldn't want to hack it back. Okay. So I wouldn't cut it down to like only 10 feet tall or 8 feet tall. Okay, so you just...
Cut it down to 8 to 10 feet? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say that.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. I said you wouldn't want to do that. So in the wintertime, what I would do is probably take off the branches that are leaning over your neighbor's house and, and then also maybe take it down 2 to 3 feet. And so you'll want to do that.
Okay.
It'll be easier to do it in the winter when you can see the actual branches. So contact your certified arborist.
All righty.
Thank you so much, Roy.
Hey, thank you for your help.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. So that's an important part about crepe myrtles is knowing what variety you're planting. And if you only want a crepe myrtle that's going to be 6 to 8 feet tall, there are crepe myrtles that only get to be that size, and that's the one you should buy. You shouldn't put in a 40-foot crepe myrtle when you only need it to be 10 to 20 feet tall.
True. I didn't realize that they actually grew that tall, to be honest with you.
Advent Health downtown Orlando has beautiful ones that line the street right behind their hospital. And these are huge. They're 40 feet tall. They're huge. And they're beautiful in the fall. They have beautiful fall color. And then they bloom in the springtime. So don't commit crepe murder. So let's go. Michael, hi. Thank you for texting. And then we have another caller says, hello, how do I get rid of fruit flies? Where do they come from? And yes, I do feed the front and backyard wildlife. These flies are making my life miserable. In the kitchen, I squirt them with roach spray. I wouldn't do that. So what I need to let you know is that if they're indoors, you want to make sure that you're not getting any, there's no big cracks or openings where, the flies can come in. That's a biggie. But also, too, whenever you bring home fruit and vegetables, you want to make sure that you wash it and that you keep them either in the refrigerator or in a plastic bag so that they are not, they don't have access to it. Then you want to make sure that you're washing and cleaning out your sinks and your garbage cans and your dishwashers, all of those can have food in them that can attract fruit flies. So the cleaner you are inside your house, just spray everything down and get rid of everything. But there is, so what you can do is that you can, go ahead and make sure that your microwaves are all clean. Again, they're doing that. But then there's also the jar and funnel trap, which you can place some bait inside a glass jar, and that could be an overripe banana or ketchup or apple cider vinegar, beer or wine. That they all work. It's a good waste of wine, but never mind that now. And then place a funnel over the opening of the jar with the spout pointing down to create a tiny entrance. Okay, and it's kind of like, oh, there's a tiny entrance. I got to go through that. And so then the flies are attracted, and then you remove the funnel, and they get in there and drown. And then that way you get rid of them. And so do you ever get fruit flies, Lizzie?
It's been quite a while. I try to, whenever we have fruit, I know this sounds so dumb, but instead of bringing my fruit in my house, because you have them in those little plastic produce bags, I'll actually take them out and kind of like fluff out, whether it's bananas or whatever, outside to make sure that I'm not bringing them in.
So that, so I have occasionally gotten them, and I know it's okay. I haven't eaten potatoes in a while. And so because a potato will go bad, and that's a really easy way to get fruit flies. And, with the doors opening and, the cats, being around and stuff like that, you're going to, get fruit flies, but they don't need to be a nuisance like that. So make sure everything is clean, and that if you see fruit flies, find what's rotting. There is something rotting somewhere.
Right. Definitely. And make sure that they are fruit flies and are not sewer gnats.
That's another big point.
Because they kind of look a little bit alike. Just sewer gnats are a lot blacker. And from what I understand, you have to clean your pipes. So in other words, research that. There's different ways to do it between boiling water and
the household products that you can get for it. So that's a very important part. If you missed any of today's show, and there's a possibility of that, then you can listen to our podcast, which will be uploaded today. And I will be posting it on our Facebook page. And so I haven't seen Facebook, so I don't know if anybody's responded to the plant ID. I haven't had a chance to do that. But go to the Facebook page, look at the flowers that are blooming right now. There's probably some in your neighborhood, and you see if you recognize it. And I will answer later on today and let you know what it is. So
you can make us hang on for that long. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I am.
2 hours we've been hanging on for that for that answer.
Okay, so hold on. Let me just look at my Facebook real quick.
Well, while she's doing that, you guys go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, and you can enter to win really cool things that we're giving away. And you can also listen to our podcast there. You can catch up on Good Morning Orlando and also our other shows that we broadcast 24/7.
There you go. Thank you. So Linda and Nathan, they commented on it, but nobody's identified it yet. So I'm just going to wait a little bit longer and see who identifies these beautiful flowers. And they're so pretty. They would make pretty earrings or a little bow. You would wear earrings like that?
I would. I'm not a girly. I don't
well,
know.
Well, it'd have to be a certain occasion for me, but they're pretty. But can you see a white Easter dress with those as the flowers?
Yes.
See, that's what it reminds me of. And so I love that. Thank you to our callers for calling in, Roy, and our texters. Thank you so much. We had a great conversation with Bob Huckmuth from Northwest Florida, and he is with IFAS up there. He is the commercial liaison for melons, and he's with the Florida liaison with the Florida Watermelon Association. So Melon Day is August 13th, and so you can go back and listen to that podcast. July 31st, it's going to come first, is National Avocado Day. So I'm going to be posting a guacamole recipe for you, and that'll be on Facebook later on today too as well.
Does it include tequila in that?
It does. You have to wash it down with the tequila.
Oh, no. I mean, like when you mix it.
Oh, no.
I've had a recipe where I've done it. I don't do it all the time, but yeah.
I would love to do that. I would have to see Tony. Tony doesn't drink tequila. And so I would have to just do like two portions and do that. And so tequila is one of my favorite drinks.
That's mine too. That's my go-to.
It is. And so We won't talk about that. So, but I also wanted to thank Bob for giving all that information on the melons. You can listen to it on the podcast. And then Kathy Jentz, she's always got great information. The Water Gardening Journal is a great magazine, and the International Water Lily Society and Water Garden organization is wonderful. So check that out. Check out her DC podcast. She is great. She's from Maryland. And so today, Bob was from Maryland, Kathy was from Maryland, and Tom McCubbin is from Maryland. And they got all of their agricultural knowledge from Maryland. So that's interesting today. So we can do that. So I love that. So I love synchronicities.
Yes,
so,
right.
So thank you very much. We will see you next week. Lizzie, thank you for everything you do. I so appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate that. And thank you to our listeners. As always, you guys are the best. And you guys do the best texts. You guys do the best calls and everything.
And what about contests? Do you have any contests going on?
Well, we just ended our $1,000 a day. If you missed out, dadgummit. But don't worry. There's something maybe tells me in the future we may be doing that again. But
wonderful. They got to pay attention.
So you have to stay tuned and keep going to our website, WFLAOrlando.com.
There you go. I appreciate that. And also to check out our 50 Shades of Green Ireland tour next year. I would love for you to come with me. We have a great time. And it's such great guests. It's going to be a small, small group so that we can just get, you know, have wonderful conversations and talk about which of the plants in Ireland will grow in Florida and see some beautiful design ideas. We're going to go to the oldest garden in Florida, in Ireland, and then the highest waterfall. And we're visiting some very beautiful private gardens, some castle gardens. And then also the Ring of Kerry. We're going to see some beautiful coastlines and find out all about it. So if you'd like to know more information about that, you can go to betterlawns.com and check that out. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of Mosquito Bits and Mosquito Dunks, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Information Network.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.